Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
You have to believe that God is your only source and He's going to give you what you need. It's not your job, it's not your bank, it's not your family, but God is our source.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the word.
I realize that I teach a lot about the Word of God and about how to implement it in your lives. You know, I've been preaching for about 25 years now, and I've been preaching on various things, but mostly, you know, it all comes back to the spoken Word of God, the written Word of God. And I said, if I could just get one thing across to my listeners, you know, whether it's in the congregation, online, or on the radio, or YouTube, or whoever comes across Speak the Word Ministry, if I could just get one thing, just get a revelation that everything that you want to be and need is right under your nose. It's in your mouth. And we are responsible for our lives. And God is only going to create what we speak. And we're getting exactly what we're speaking. And sometimes I feel like I could just shake somebody, you know, and just if I could just make you understand, then I would just shake you, you know, because there's so many, most of God's children are losing out and missing out on so much. And I just can't even express how much, even from my own life, from where I began to where I'm at today. And I still don't think I've even come close to what God has in store for me. That it wouldn't be possible without me coming into agreement with Him. I have to agree with His word. If I don't agree with His word, then I'm going to get something I don't want. And sometimes we learn this the hard way. We blame everybody else, you know, for what's wrong with us. We blame the government. We blame our spouse or our family. But it's really it's us. We're responsible for what we're having in our lives. And I just hope that the word that I'm speaking to you, that you will just listen, and I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. It was a blessing to me to write it. And of course, I've been over it several times, and the more I go over it, the more I really feel like that it really will be a blessing to you. And like I said, I wanted to talk to you about how your heart believes what it hears your mouth say. We talked about the heart and how it hears, but we also need to know that your heart believes what it hears your mouth say. Your heart cannot do more than what you put in it, and we put it in there through our mouths. And how your words are the most powerful weapon that God has given to you. And that's what I just got through saying. It is the most powerful weapon that God has ever given us. And that's our mouths and the Word of God. Your mouth is your heart's tool for implementing. In other words, your voice is the most influential voice in your life. I'll say that again. Your voice is the most influential voice in your life. Not your neighbor's voice. Not your friend's voice. One of Satan's greatest weapons against you is deception. But you need to know that you have a far greater weapon than the devil does. And the devil uses his deception on us every day to keep us from using that weapon. Or at least using it in a way that is ineffective. He tricks us and deceives us into using that weapon actually against ourselves. You know, we're always poor-mouthing ourselves. We're always speaking lack. He puts these thoughts into our minds, and then we're always speaking lack, and we're always speaking sickness, you know. We're always dwelling on the negative part. No matter how good it is, if 95% of what you had today was good, then you're going to focus on the 5% that wasn't. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. But that's just what the enemy's doing. He's tricking you using your words against yourself and in your health and in your finances and in your families. And mostly, like I said, he deceives you into using your own words to put yourself down, to beat up on yourself. He uses your need for religious things in the way that you pray and the way that you worship. In other words, he has you praying prayers that will have no effect on your circumstances whatsoever. Why? Because you have not been praying God's word. God tells us in Isaiah 55:11 that his word will not return unto him void. So in order to get the right results when you pray, you must pray what the word says. Do you agree with that? You have to pray what God says, not just pray something because it sounds spiritual. A lot of people will pray prayers, and I've heard a lot of people pray prayers, and they really sounded very spiritual, but they had no power whatsoever. But they sounded good. And you don't want to sound good. You want prayers that are packed with power behind them. And we have that ability, brothers and sisters. We have the ability to pray prayers that will bring down mountains and defeat the giants in our lives. I know we do. There are many types. Some of you, like I said, are praying prayers that sound spiritual, prayers that make you feel good or tickle your ears. And there are many types of prayers. And one powerful way to pray is to have someone come into agreement with you. You may be mighty in prayer alone, but you can be mightier with someone joining you. The Bible says that one will put 1,000 to flight, meaning demons, and two will put 10,000 to flight. It tells us that in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 32. You know, think about this. Some towns aren't even that large, you know. There's populations of towns, 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000. Just think about that. You know, let's think about what the Word of God, when he speaks something, you know, when he says in the Bible, when he says 1,000 may fall at this side and 10,000 at that side, he said, but nothing will come near me. You know, 10,000, you can wipe out a whole town and it not come near you. You know, think of Egypt and Moses and Pharaoh. You know, when God was bringing all those plagues on Egypt and Pharaoh, and how none of those plagues, you know, happened to the Israelites, and they were next door. So we have to trust that God is our protector. He's our deliverer. And we can be in a town of 10,000, and 10,000 might fall in, 1,000 over here and 10,000 over here. But if you got the faith of God, then none of that can touch you. None of it can touch you. But you have to believe that it won't touch you. You can't just say it, but you have to believe it. Have faith in what God's word says. Sometimes we read over the word, we just kind of glance at it. But you have to understand that there's power in the word of God, and every word written there is for our sakes. In other words, you can do 10 times as much with someone agreeing with you as you can by yourself. That's a lot. That's a big percentage. As a matter of fact, that's a really good thought for you to meditate on tonight. You do not have to have a great number of people for the prayer of agreement to work. A lot of people feel like the more people you have praying for you, the better it is, but that's not true. That's a lie from the devil. You don't need that many people. Actually, you can pray for yourself if you're born again and spirit-filled, or you can have another spirit-filled person pray with you and come into agreement. You don't need a whole army. As a matter of fact, the more people that you let know, you don't know who you're letting know this, that actually it's more dangerous because you're letting the devil know everything. You're giving him a whole row, just a whole list of everything. Now he's got something to work with. The prayer of agreement requires that two of you on earth agree and according to God's word in Matthew 18:19. In the God word translation, it says, I can guarantee again that if two of you agree on anything here on earth, my Father in heaven will accept it. In other words, he's saying God will accept your prayer request. The reason Jesus said, I guarantee again, is because he was referring to another verse that he was guaranteeing. He said in verse 18, he said, I can guarantee this truth that whatever you imprison, God will imprison, and whatever you set free, God will set free. In other words, in the King James translation, it reads this way. It said, whatever you bind on earth, God will bind in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, God will loose on earth. We need to be binding some things. And make no mistake about it, agreeing together for God's purpose on the earth is very powerful. When two or more believers in Jesus Christ knit their hearts into agreement with each other and with God for answers, they have just now added a jumbo-sized supernatural boost to their prayers. Think about that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as he said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Nicole, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I currently work as a server, but it's not enough money. I want to get my own home and car and live a debt-free life. I'm also experiencing some illness, and I would like to be healed so that I can have healthy children. Please pray for me. Nicole, I would be honored to pray for you, and I'm going to come into agreement with you that you will be healthy and will bear healthy children and also pray for a better position. Father, I lift Nicole up to you, and I put you in remembrance of your word. You said, Lord, that you would give us the desires of our heart, and you said that you are the one who does the promoting. So I ask you, Lord, to show Nicole favor in finding a position that would better meet her needs. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to Nicole's body and declare by the stripes of Jesus that she is healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.